Well, Malcolm Turnbull may be unpopular north of New South Wales, but in his home state, voters are more sympathetic. However, in his blue ribbon electorate of Wentworth, there is still a sense of disappointment about his leadership, as Lexi Metherall reports.
A common view among the voters AM spoke to in Malcolm Turnbull's seat is that he hasn't lived up to expectations, but many also say he's been dealt a difficult party room.
His hands are tied in many different areas, and I certainly prefer him to whatever other alternative there may be.
Again, it's energy policy that's fuelling the latest bout of dissent, a policy that's confused voters.
They're not very clear about what their policy is. I mean, nobody's very clear about it, what it is, and, you know, everybody's suffered bill shock. I mean, geez, mine just doubled over the last, you know, same time last year. I just got my bill a month ago. It had doubled.
LNP power brokers believe Peter Dutton could save seats for the coalition in Queensland, but he's not popular among the voters in blue ribbon Wentworth, even for Liberal voters like Paul, who want a leadership change.
I think it's time to change. He had his chance and didn't take any risks.
Would you continue to support the Liberal Party under a different leader?
I would, yes. Yep, yep. I was hoping they'd find someone else other than Dutton.
Swinging voter Nanette says she would be less likely to vote Liberal under Peter Dutton.
Yes, it would change my vote if Dutton was ahead.
What are your thoughts on how Malcolm Turnbull has performed as a leader?
I think he's performed in a very comprehensive fashion. I think he is in charge of a party which is much in division. The people that are against him are very strong lobbyists, and they are holding a campaign to really oust him, so that he can't get on with the work of being Prime Minister as he should.
Some non-Liberal voters are more blunt.
It's probably not a very nice thing to say, but it's like putting Voldemort in power.
I haven't thought that his immigration policy has been helpful at all, and I think it's very sad that Australia has become, I think, very discriminatory.
Where do they get these people from? It's just party politics, and the general public have to bloody cop it.
And researchers say each bout of leadership turmoil only damages faith in democracy. Professor Mark Evans from the University of Canberra studies voter trust. He says surveys show it's fallen from the level it was when John Howard became Prime Minister.
Basically, the perception of actually both Malcolm Turnbull and Bill Shorten is that they're not providing the type of courageous leadership that they want to see. More values-based leadership, and somebody who actually provides some solutions to the big public policy problems that they're confronting.
Professor Mark Evans from the University of Canberra, ending Lexi Metherall's report.